Joining us now, Jacksonville Jaguars QB Josh Dobbs, who also, after acquiring an aerospace engineering degree, is a certified rocket scientist. Spent part of this offseason doing an internship at NASA. So much to get to. I mean, the impressive resume there. Thanks for the time, Josh.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah and Jordan. Thank you guys for having me on today.
Okay, let's start with the NASA thing. Does this mean you've got an in to work on this new Tom Cruise movie in space?
Maybe. That's my next endeavor. I'll have to, talk to my connect, see if I can make a little cameo or something, get in the background shot or something. We'll
what was it like?
It was honestly a blast. So I was able to go down there, spend a month as a part of the NFLPA externship program. It was something that I was supposed to actually do a year ago, and it ended up being postponed due to the government furlough. So when I was able, we were able to plan it out, map it out for the month of February. So I went down there, spent a month with them, and every single day was really different. I started in the instrumentation department. So mainly I was working a part of their Artemis mission, which is a part of the space launch system, and it will take us back to the moon and to Mars. So my project started in instrumentation, working on the mobile launcher tower, which carries the biggest ever rocket out to the launch pad for launch. So every day I was learning about what happens on the mobile launcher, what happens to instrumentation, everything, learning about the launch pad. Then I would be in like swamp works, seeing the next moon rovers and Mars rovers that they're developing. So I got to see a launch while I was down there. So it was an all-encompassing experience. It was a lot. I have a notebook full of notes, but it's so hard to kind of quickly say everything I've learned because every day was like a crash course to a different part of aerospace engineering.
I mean, Josh, I got to say, I've never felt more inadequate in an interview in my entire life as we talk about this. And oh, by the way, he's an NFL quarterback. I mean, some guys literally have it all. It's really incredible. But Josh, this is the perfect time to have you on because me and Sarah are still awed by the fact that it's not getting more traction in the news cycle. And it's because of the pandemic, we believe. But with your NASA ties and as we're talking about space, I have to ask you about the UFO discovery. I know the video was from a couple years ago, but now everybody's talking about it again. Is this a big deal, and should we be talking about it more?
I just had someone ask me that question. It was funny. So just as I said, like I've been able to get so much experience, especially lately, in the aerospace world. And what I've learned is I think like the UFO, I guess, craze comes from there's so many – I guess, unidentified objects to the general public that are flying, just because like aviation is moving more towards the drone world, the unmanned aircraft world. So like the stuff flying in the skies is one, so advanced. Two is like being flown by someone in the office from halfway across the world. And three comes in all shapes and sizes from like literally sizes of an airplane to literally the size of a handmade drone. So I don't know if it's, that crazy to see like UFOs just because you're not going to know nowadays everything that's flying in the sky.
That's true.
I think it's just a testament to how much advances we make. Yeah.
No, it's an alien. Josh Wentz, an alien.
It's interesting. Or it could be an alien. You never know, right?
Absolutely.
You never know.
Jacksonville Jags quarterback Josh Dobbs with us here. By the way, also plays piano and talks trash about chess on his Twitter account. He keeps busy. Let's just say he keeps busy. Does his NASA externship. You're also doing something with Planet H2O helping donate water bottles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Planet H2O was a company that I've had ties to. It's from a local company in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I went to school. So I was able to team with them to donate water to a lot of the first responders in the Knoxville area. So the police department, the Love Kitchen, which provides meals and food to the homeless, unemployed, and UT Medical Center. So three organizations that are really near and dear to my heart. And I guess, as you said, we're going through a pandemic. So for me, I have a lot of ties to Knoxville, but with, I guess, the world changing, it's been difficult to in person go back and be connected with the organizations I've been able to work with. So just being able to give back to them, thank them for their service, and hopefully continue to motivate them. Was a big point of emphasis for me, especially during this time period. So I was glad Planet H2O was able to show me some love, and we were able to connect and be able to donate to help the good people of Knoxville out.
Joshua, you're such a fascinating dude. I feel like we could talk about everything but football, but this is sports, so we should probably get to it a little bit here. As it pertains to you and the Jaguars, but also the league, as we get ready for hopefully football to return at some point, and by all accounts it seems like it's staying on schedule, how as fans should we expect to see the product? Because you guys don't have the ability to be in there every day, especially as a quarterback, to be getting in rhythm with your offense and being in front of a coaching staff. Is it going to be a slow start out of the gates more so than we're used to typically seeing?
I think it's something that we're all working through because it's different for us as well, as you said. I don't know if it'll be as slow as people are projecting, just because we'll still have camp, ideally, before we go into the season to be able to get into the playbook and run plays. But I know at least for me and our guys down here in Jacksonville, we've still been able to, one, meet and go through the same install schedules as we would if we were being able to go to the complex. And then we've been able to organize workout and throwing sessions. You know, usually we throw four times a week if we're at the complex, so we've been able to get those routes in, those workouts in, on a daily basis to continue to work. Yes, of course it is different, just with the times we're in. So I'm sure it'll have some effect, maybe in just how quickly and what the acclimation period is once we get to camp. But hopefully, at least for us, we'll be able to hit the ground running when the regular season starts, because it'll be competitive and juices will be flowing. Guys will be excited to get back on the field just because it's been so long since we've been out there.
It's Spain and Company, ESPN Radio, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette. We're talking to Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Joshua Dobbs. Is it Joshua or Josh? Your Twitter says Josh. Something say Joshua.
A little mix. I'm not too big of a stickler. Usually Joshua, but hey, okay. I mean, we're friends here. We can go with Josh. It's all good.
It's a very Mitch situation. We have one of those going in Chicago, too. Nobody knows if it's Mitchell or Mitch. Hey, speaking of that, Nick Foles headed to my Chicago Bears. So now Minshew Mania returns with Minshew as the expected starter here. What's your relationship like with him? And is he as quirky and outgoing and crazy as it seems to us from afar?
Yeah, he's very genuine, that's for sure. He brings his energy every day. Loves his jorts. You know, it's not really, it's his own fashion. I guess it's his fashion statement, but he's in love. I don't know if those are different pairs he wears or the same pairs. I just hope he washes them every time he puts them on because he wears them a lot. But he's. We have a good dynamic in the QB room. Even with Nick there this past season, you know, when I got traded down there, it was a quick change for me. And they were very opening and accepting to me coming in the room and helping me get up to speed. So it's a great QB room, and we love football. I'm excited to be around Gardner on a daily basis. We're excited for the season. We're working hard to get down our new playbook so we can hit the ground running, as I've said. So, he's as, I guess, advertised. You know, his energy, his passion that he shows on the field and off the field is him. With him as a person, so it's refreshing to see how genuine he is, and I enjoy working with him.
Joshua, as you talked about that QB room down there at the Jags, when you came in, Foles obviously hurt, but you were around him. We've always heard he's such a class act in everything that we've seen. He was adored there in Philly. It didn't quite work out in Jacksonville. What type of talent are the Chicago Bears getting there, and do you believe that he will be that starter eventually over Trubisky or maybe right out of the gates?
I can't speak on who's going to start or what their competition is. I know it will shape out. Mitch was in my draft class, so I know how talented he is as well. But being around Nick for the time I was there, you know, he is such a student of the game. And it was really, really unique for me to be around. And one, like, see his rehab and how much he wanted to get back out there and help the team. And even when he was rehabbing, he would still come out on the field, get his mental reps, help out the young guys, talk football to the guys, and be around the guys. I think, one, his love of the game is football intelligence. As we all know, he's at the top. And then, two, you know, just how good of a person he is, you know, how he genuinely cares for the people around him, people in the QB room, other teammates, and other people that he meets around the facility. So they're definitely getting a great person and football player up in Chicago, and I'll be excited to see how that shapes out. And best of luck to both of them this season. I don't think we play them, so maybe we'll see them in the playoffs.
You do, actually. Your home opponents.
We do play them.
Colts, Texans, okay. Titans, Steelers, Browns, Bears, Lions, and Dolphins. So you will be hosting Nick Foles.
we'll host
my Chicago
it.
Bears.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll figure out what week we host them. I guess tonight, right?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you and I should have a bet, because, you know, I dressed as Gardner Minshew for Around the Horn Halloween's episode.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Maybe if we lose that game to you guys, I'll have to, you know, redress as Gardner Minshew as a punishment. Although it was a lot of fun to wear jorts and have some Crown Royal in my waistband. I'll tell you that much. And I look good
like
in a mustache.
Sounds like you kind of want to do it.
I do, actually.
Like you want to do
that
it.
Was easy for you to sniff out, wasn't it? Yeah. I look good in a mustache. Joshua, nice talking to you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Sarah and Jordan. I appreciate you guys for having me.